Well, this is Go to God First, and this is what I'm sharing for tonight. One of the reasons I'm on here, even though I'm the only participant currently, which is just a wonderful thing in itself, because this gives me a chance to practice. Now I got two options. I could look at it as, oh, you're doing this by yourself. No, this is me practicing for laborers, practicing. And even more important than that, it's a commitment that I made. And if I don't follow through with the commitment, like the teaching I just listened to, which was really good about being, I'm not even sure what the word, being faithful. It was about being faithful. That's what it was about being. It was about being faithful. So if I'm not faithful in the teaching, and this is directly from the teaching, it was about being, if you're not faithful in the least, and you won't be faithful in other things. I'm not paraphrasing. And I know when I come on here to these meetings and I share, or I share with anybody, I'm not playing games. I'm sharing my heart. I'm sharing what's going on with me. And the thing that's been going on that I've noticed, and this has been a lifelong thing, is the emotions, thinking, thoughts, feelings. And we've had a lot of teaching though on that. And all of that, I listened to Mary Wade's teaching today on that. Fantastic. She was talking about having a little bump on her foot, and she would scratch it, and then she addressed it. But the thing that God was teaching me through her was, and also the other teachings that we're listening to, was you can take your mind and you can tell your mind, like the thoughts that I have, and I had a bunch of them today. That's just another reminder telling me to start to go to for the Zoom fellowship. Well, I'm ahead. I started early, and I'm going to send it off to you in a couple minutes after I get done, whatever God has me to share here. Because I know that my heart is for God. I desire correction, to be humble, to be meek to Him. And I am not giving up. Back to emotions and back to being faithful. God is faithful. It says to be an imitator of Him. Now, I love the sharing that you did the other day about, not being perfect. Nobody is. And that's why we have a perfect Savior. We don't need to be. We have a Savior that is absolutely perfect. So the mistakes that I make, I can push aside and keep moving. Back to thinking. Get rid of that notification. Back to thinking. In reference to the teachings that I've been listening to, I listen to Becca. I listen to Mary. I listen to Keeley. I listen to yours, obviously, Lawrence. And they each individually, obviously faithful. But one of them that made a big impact was the one about, well, God showed me in my mind, because He teaches us all different and at different times. And we all struggle with different things in life. And that's natural and normal. We all through growth cycles. I desire to grow. Now, I know a lot, but what a waste of time to know a lot and not to put it to use. Okay. The mind though, and the thinking and the controlling the emotions is the key, or for me anyway, just speaking for myself, is the key to my life. So like today I was, and I'll just give you a little synopsis of today. I got off the highway. I was heading into work, and I was going through the ramp to go up to my parking garage, and I got in the parking garage, and on the parking garage, the thoughts started to come. Not that they didn't come before. I'm on the fellowship meeting. That's okay. I'm on it, so let me finish up. Bye. That was the wife. She said she forgot about it. And it looked, and you could see in her face, she was like, She just forgot about it, you know, because she's been busy. God is a merciful, tender God. There's nothing going to happen because of that. She'll remember it next Monday. I wasn't going to call her and tell her, you know, that it was. That's God's job. And guess what? He did call her and got her on there. And I told her, hey, it's okay. I'll handle it. So we're on this together. Both of us are stubborn as can be, and both of us are in it to win it. So that's what's going to happen no matter what, because I'm not giving up, period, end of sentence. And I'm talking about marriage. I'm talking about personal giving up. Because, see, the adversary wants to sift me, you know, or he'd like to kill all of us, first off. He would love to get rid of us. He would love to stop us from doing fellowship. Well, how does he do that? Each of us have different things that we might have a weakness in, or we might have a not so strong, let's say, in. For me, emotions, feelings, thinking have not been the best. I kind of grew up in a environment like probably not as crazy as Lawrence's, but I grew up in an environment of it not being structured or organized, and I was kind of left to my own devices, sort of say. So that's kind of how my mind was. And then obviously God got me and saved me and rescued me and delivered me from the situation and neighborhood, and I got into a career where you're taught to stuff your feelings down, stuff them down, stuff them way, way down. Well, that's not a good way to live either, okay? There's a balance walk. You know, God's given us emotions for a reason. But when they swing way to the right or way to the left and pick, you know, way to the negative or way to the positive, either way, you know, I guess to the positive could be really, really good. But how long could you actually stay there? Way to the negative would be really, really bad. You definitely don't want to stay there. But some people do, and they're that way their whole lives. Now, if you stuff them down, it causes things in your life, and even especially being negative. The positive ones, absolutely, you can live that way. Okay? Now, there's a balanced walk. But emotions are given to us by God for a reason. Okay? Now, but for me, and this is me, the rest of you are working on the things that you're working on. I'm sure you've had to go through what I'm currently going through, which is controlling my thinking, controlling my thoughts. And with guidance on the connect, encouragement on the connect, with me doing the other five things that I need to do, then I'm able to, like I said, as I was driving up that into the parking garage, ramp into the parking garage. So that's when the thoughts started coming. Well, what I did was I said to one of the thoughts, okay, that's a lie. You know why? Because it was coming from me. The thought was coming from me. And I'm starting to recognize the thoughts that come from me. They're selfish. They're immature. They're all about me. You know, I guess that's the same thing as being selfish. I don't know how else to say it. But those are just two of the ways. I'm not the most elegant speaker in reference to this, but God is speaking through me. And I know that. And I know he works in me to will and do it his good pleasure. So I'm just on here being honest and open, okay? So, you know, when I was saying what I was saying the other day, I meant absolutely every word. And I know God was working in me to get rid of all that bull crap and being able to share with a bunch of believers, people who love me and are going to do what our Father says, because it says to be imitators of him. So if it says to be imitators of him, what everybody's been doing is praying for me. Trust me. Yeah, I can see that those prayers are working because I am putting on the practices of my Father, being an imitator, thinking only good. It says love thinketh no evil. So why am I going up the ramp and thinking these thoughts? You have to put, I have to put it, for lack of a better word, to the test. Does it fit? Does it fit within the word? Does my thoughts fit with what the word says? And if they don't, well, it's going to be a lie. It's not going to be the truth. It's coming from my old man nature. Some of you guys say cardinal. I can't even pronounce the word. Cardinal nature, whatever you, the cardinal's like a bird. St. Louis Cardinals. But I know what you mean. That's the other thing. I've never had so much joy. And who was on that I was listening to today? That there was somebody I listened to today. It was Nozomi. And she was so giddy and so excited about a dress. And she wanted this particular dress. And God got her that dress. You know, the timing wouldn't work out. The timing was not going to work. But she took her mind, which just listen to the teachings are great examples to pull out. A little gem here. One from Mary. One from Becca. One from Lawrence. One from Nozomi. I can't say her name. But, and then her giggling about the dress, you know, knowing, I'm sure she knows, you know, that you men are listening, like me, and I'm thinking, you know, the dress, you know, but it's a big thing for a lady. She saw this particular dress. No, it's a dress. Okay, it could be a shirt for us, for men, but our Father God provided that shirt, provided that dress for her. And he got it to her at the right time. She had put it in an Amazon folder or Amazon cart, and she ended up getting it. Well, it was a blessing to me to listen to that and then hear her giggling about it, having the joy, because what she kept doing, because all these obstacles kept popping up in front of her. But what she kept doing, which was a great teaching for me, great learning for me, was she kept going to God. She kept saying, okay, God, I know that, you know, this date is this date and I'm leaving. I'm just going to give it to you, you know, and I'm sure she did more than that, spoke in tongues and, you know, whatever else she did and however she works her mind. I mean, again, that's God working with her. Well, it's the same way that God works with me. Obviously, it's all individual. He's an individual God. He will work with you. It's just our free will. You know, is it my free will to continue? Yes. You know, I'm going to have victory till my last breath, you know, and I'm not giving up. So, and the mental pressure there were that I think, well, I can say that me, I've had. I don't know if anybody else has had it out there. But there's going to be a huge breakthrough coming soon. You know, I don't know when. I don't know where. I don't know what exactly, you know, the timing and all that. I'm not sitting here, you know, I'm a prophet or anything like that. You know, you can see, like Lawrence has been saying, the momentum building. And I think he's even said, and you guys check with him, that I've heard that other people might be going through some things, you know, nobody gives any names, just it's going, other people are going through different things, you know, and so what do I do? Well, pray for them. I pray for the believers, you know, they're on there, not just them, all the Christians. So, and again, as I told you guys before, this, you know, has been challenging. Very, very challenging for me. And, you know, to the point that you want to stop. But then again, you listen to a teaching and you know that your Father is going to get you through it. So I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep moving forward. And there will be laborers on here. There will, you know, I'm Father God, I thank you for you bring them on. And like Mary said, she goes out, she's ready to speak. But she's not, is this the one or this the one? I forget exactly how she said it, or she's not, going out looking for anybody. So, yes, am I going to be speaking in tongues? That's perfect prayer. I mean, I'm in praying for them? Absolutely. But am I, which, you know, before, 3 months ago, 2 months ago, I wasn't like laborers. I need to get my head together. And that's where my father is right now. You know, instead of going, being tossed to and fro, like it says in the word, that's kind of how I felt, being tossed this way, tossed this way. Someone would say this, and I would go all the way to the positive. It would be great. And then 15 minutes later, someone would say something else, all the way back to the negative. Well, there's a balance in there. And so you just got to get your, for, you know, I think the sailors call it sea legs. Get your sea legs underneath you. So this is a new way of doing things. And I remember when I first came on here, I mean, I would barely even talk. And now you can't get me to shut up, you know. So, but I've been trying lately to not say as much because I'm wanting to learn. And some of that also was the adversary gets you in these areas where he wants to isolate you. And once he isolates you, and get you isolated so that you're not doing connects, you're not honoring God, you're not speaking in tongues as much, you're not communicating with anybody else, then that's exactly where he wants you. He would rather have you there because he knows that it's God in Christ in man. So he'd rather have me here. He knows he can't touch me. He'd rather have me here and isolated and stuffing feelings down or being way over to the negative than being, having that balanced walk, having that balanced walk. No matter what's going on, it doesn't matter what's going on out here in the news land or wherever. It's about what's going on here in your head, in your mind, in your thoughts. And you control your walk with your free will. And you, for me, I'm learning that I'm, and this started about 3-4 months ago when I started asking God, show me how to trust you more. Okay. And so this is where I'm at. So as soon as I did that, a lot of different things started going down, coming down. That's when all the thoughts and feelings, and of course there's an adjustment period also, just in life in general, when you make life changes. So that happens. But you know what? God is so good. He's able to take you through those peacefully. And, I don't necessarily have my mind stayed on him all the time, but I am fellowshipping with him way, way more than I fellowship before, you know? So this thing about going to the 10:30 Sunday fellowship or a Thursday fellowship. You know, I'm talking about the old paradigm, the old pattern, going and doing that. And then maybe going out and then, you know, have no contact with anybody other than the next Thursday or Sunday. What we're doing is challenging each other. And I mean that in a good way. This is how I feel. On my one-on-ones, I'm encouraged not only to keep going, but I'll get little nuggets. Like the nuggets I got to really kick me off were to, I can do nothing of myself, and I forget the other one at this moment, but I can do nothing of myself really kicked it off, you know? And that's something I really need, and I started practicing that, and I started seeing results from that. And then other things that I've gotten, like lasso your thoughts. That was about 5 months ago. Well, now I'm, you know, lasso your thoughts. Well, then some rocky stuff started happening, you know, in my mind, and outside also. But it doesn't matter what the wind and the waves are doing on the outside or the clouds, the storm clouds. It's about how I'm controlling. I'm the one that takes those and says, all right, I see what's going on, but what am I going to do with my mind, my thoughts? I'm going to say, I'm going to be okay. I see the storm clouds. I see the waves, but I'm going to be okay. All right. I'm going to be all right. Why? Because my Father's word says that. My Father's word in Psalm 91 says that though no evil come my doorstep. Well, why am I thinking the other things when it says in that there that no evil will even come to your doorstep? In Psalm 23, it talks about, and this is a big one that I've always relied on. As soon as I got with you guys, I realized it again, where it says in the very last verse, how that, or somewhere, I forget, four through six, that you are resting at a banquet table. Now, you can't rest at a banquet table and be emotional or have emotions swinging back and forth. First off, you wouldn't want to eat. You wouldn't want to have anything to drink. You would be too upset. And that's where I actually got myself to that point, you know. But it was I got myself there. Now, obviously, there was stimulus from outside, okay, and there was stimulus from inside. I don't necessarily know how that works. I'll ask that on my next Connect. I just know that these are things that I'm sharing with you now, what I went through the last couple months, and then I'm able to understand it and gain some control over it, and then go forward, move forward, and not allow those thoughts, no matter what is said, no matter what is done, no matter what pops up. Recently, something happened with my sister. It popped up. It's meant to disturb me. Well, it didn't. I asked her, would you like this? Would you like that? No. Okay, she's made a free will choice on her own, and that's her decision. I'm not going to push it down her throat. It says that, you know, that you know, you can be speaking the word to someone, but if they know you and know how you used to be, now my sister loves me, obviously, but she grew up with me. So when I'm telling her some certain things, it's not necessarily coming from, like, you know, someone that, not that she doesn't respect me or anything. It's just like, that's all right. I'm doing good. I'll go this way. And that's kind of how your mind works too sometimes. But you have to be, and that was another one. And I'm not even sure I listened to it, about being humble and meek, you know, and these are keys. And these are reasons I believe that I'm still here today, that I am humble. I asked my Father to correct me and to guide me. And sometimes I have to get to the point of me anyway. I have to get to the point of like, you know, it's like effort. And then I move forward. Now, it shouldn't take that, but this time it did. And so, but that's okay. My Father is still here. And he was there then. And he never leaves. And he'll never forsake me and never abandon me. And so, and then old patterns and paradigms in my life come up. And I've been hanging on to them because they're comfortable to be in. And you've lived them for so long inside your head that you go back to those patterns. But now I know, it's not like I didn't know before. I just didn't know I could actually say to the thoughts in my head, hey, get out of here. Hey, and also to put it to the test, does it fit what my Father says? Does this actually fit to what my Father says, this thought? Does this actual thought fit to what my Father says? And if it's a yes, okay, I'll check, I'll go to my Connect, and I'll move forward. And that's what I did in some different areas of my life. Thank God I did. You know, other areas, I didn't. So then you end up taking those consequences for whatever actions you take. But our Father is even greater than that. He's able to turn everything out. And I love, I've heard it from other people, but Lauren says it all the time, I come out smelling like roses. You know, and that's how our Father is. When you're humble and you're meek and you rely on Him, you just go to Him and you end up just being, you know, humble and meek and asking for correction. You know, admitting when you're wrong, saying, "Hey, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. You know, you know, I apologize," you know, to Him, you know, or to whoever it is, to be, you know, and that's where that pride gets in, you know, pride. And I obviously all of us have it because we have the old man nature. God is not a respecter of persons. So these emotions and these thoughts, Jesus Christ had to go through. Okay. He had to go through. Otherwise he wouldn't be a, he couldn't be the perfect savior. He had to go through these. So he had to say, "Hey, out of here." Okay. So I'm just imagining this is what my Father's teaching me. Now somewhere, I think it's Isaiah, it says Jesus Christ set his jaw like a flint. You know, I don't know exactly what that means, like a flint. You know, he set his jaw like a flint, like he said, "Hey, I'm doing this." It, obviously that was prophesied to him in Isaiah about what he was going to do. Our Father God knows. Obviously he had free will to choose that or not, though, because he had to see Lazarus get up 4 days. Why did he have to see Lazarus get up in the fourth day? Because I'm not sure that he would have gone through with it if it would have been only three. This is just me speaking now. You know, hopefully my Father, I believe my Father God's working in me. 4 days, God showed him that he's going to get, if he can get Lazarus up for 4 days, I can certainly get you up after three. Because remember, he quoted Jonah and the whale, or the great fish, you know, being 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish and the great or whale, and 3 days in the heart of the earth, you know, 3 days and three nights. So Jonah was certainly dead. So he was given a quote about being dead about himself. He still in the garden went to our Father three different times and said, "Hey, take this cup from me." And our Father, I don't believe he answered him. Now he did send an angel or angels, I forget, to strengthen him, but he did not answer him. In other words, that answer was, "Keep moving forward. I got you. I will take you through this." And I think that Jesus Christ heard that because obviously he went forward and he's our perfect savior now. So do not give up. And I'm here as giving a sharing, you know, to myself, you know, at 7:27, smiling from ear to ear with great joy. Because when I came on here, remember, I had no joy because I stuffed everything down. So now the feelings and emotions need to be put in order. So that's what's happened, and there's the growth in my life. So my Father is working with me in every single area, thinking, joy, how to have a balanced walk, you know, being faithful. Doing, if he does what he says, why don't I always do what I say? That, I mean, the teaching that was given, and it's about, I think it said about reliability, but it was really on God being faithful. I'm not trying to change the teaching. This is just what I remember for it from it, because God in there, Lawrence was saying, you know, God says he will, if you're faithful in this, you'll get faithful in little, you'll get more. Our Father is a giver, and He's also loves us hugely and wants the best for us, nothing but the best. So my sharing now is just to move forward and have that balanced walk with your emotions. I know if I can do it, you know, I'm not saying I'm any different from any of you guys. And I see you guys doing it, and I'm encouraged by all of you because I can hear it in your voices. I can hear the change. I can see the growth in all of your lives, as we're sharing on here, you know, on the Thursday Fellowship. And it's exciting to see. Now, sometimes I'll be on the Thursday Fellowship and I'm like, you know, I didn't want to be on it. You know, when I was going through that, you know, those emotional periods there. But my father got me to it, you know, through some different ways, which were really unique, which are really good. And so God is good. And I'm just telling you, it's that balanced walk. Have that balanced walk. That balanced walk is huge. So, and for me, like, routine is good. Like, I think the teaching, he said he was just heading down to, you know, getting his steps in or whatever. So routines are good. They're, you know, obviously you don't want to get in a complete routine all your life and be that way. But what I'm saying is for me anyway, for me, being in a routine of doing certain things, you know, as a pattern, obviously going to God about each of them and letting him guide me, let him direct my life, let him show me how to have a balanced life. He's the one that's going to show me. I don't have the answers. I don't have the answers to those. He's got the answers. He's going to give them to me. I'm ceasing from my own works, even my own thinking, which I didn't realize it was putting me in. Because whatever I was thinking, I was letting come out of my mouth, which is not profitable. Some of them was profitable. Some was, some wasn't. So I had that because I had those swings. So that's what I wanted to share tonight. I share about a balanced walk. That's what all the teachings from Keeley, from Rebecca, from Mary, from Lawrence, from Nozami. Is there a name right? But, you know, about the dress. God desires us to have that balanced walk, you know, with him and fellowship with him, spend time with him. And there's an area that I need to work on. As I'm sharing right now, there's an area I really need to work with him. Now, yes, speaking in tongues is great and all those things, but spending time with my father, where and when do I spend that time? It's a balanced walk, a balanced life. And you can live a more than abundant life with that balanced life, you know. And so that's how I'm going to move forward. I'm not going to let anything get in my way, as I've said on here before. And I know where I'm at is, like, again, and you guys are going to hate this, it's the most challenging that has ever happened to me in my life. Says low battery. Well, perfect timing. So anyway, I'm going to stop now. Love you guys and have a great evening. If Lawrence, you listen to this, that's fine. If you don't send it out, that's fine too. But I'm on here and I'm faithful.